So it is that lovely time of year when you wrap your home in holiday decorations, some mistletoe, some garland, and of course the beloved holiday tree. Maybe a Fraser fir, a white pine, a Kmart $29.99 special with built-in lights.
Now, amidst the messages of joy and peace, there is a great divide. One that pits families against families, parents against children, Martha Stewart against Amy Sedaris, real versus fake trees.
We at the BPP thought it was high time for a hard-hitting investigative piece on the truth behind the tree debate. A breakdown of the science behind your tree. Which is better for the environment, better for your kids, safer in your home?
A guy who's run the numbers is Brendan Corner of Slate Magazine. Slate.com, I'm sorry. Brendan has done the math on every angle of the industry. So, on the subject of being green with your tree choice, he laid out which tree wins in the carbon footprint battle when it comes to gas used to get said tree.
I would say that fake, but by the slimmest of margins. And the major assumption there is I was going with the industry estimate that a fake tree will last 15 years. And I'm actually kind of skeptical that people hold on to their fake trees for 15 years, especially the cheaper ones you buy at Kmart or somewhere like that. I think it's only the really high-end fake trees that last that long.
Kind of a draw.
Now, when debating fake versus real, you have to address the materials angle. Now, I'm willing to say that real trees win that one hands down. Not exactly a scientific assessment, I realize, but fake trees do take a backed punch when you find out what those synthetic beauties are actually made of.
Fake trees are generally made out of polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, and that's really kind of a environmental boogeyman because of the emissions involved in the production process, particularly dioxins, which can be carcinogenic. I'd also like to point out that a lot of the cheapest trees that, you know, that are made in China, they're often stabilized with lead. And as the trees age, you know, that lead can break free as dust and can be inhaled.
I did not know that. Very disturbing.
Now, some agricultural experts believe that real trees can cause oil erosion, and many argue that farm culture might be better served by working on renewable energy sources or food production.
But the oft-heard deforestation argument that the Christmas tree industry is robbing our forests of essential pines, not so much true. For every tree we chop down in the name of temporary decoration, three more are planted in its place.
All right, so we've covered energy, efficiency, materials, and deforestation. How about safety? Which tree is going to send your home up in flames should a tiny bulb short out because your cat, say, named Sunny Liston, like the cat in my house, enjoys the flavor of electrical cords?
Both sides, interestingly enough, attack the other for having the more flammable product. Fake tree makers do claim that, well, these aren't as flammable, whereas the real tree industry has spent a lot of money promoting the idea that fake trees can burn as well.
The lobbying groups on both sides pull nasty attack stunts. In 2004, the National Christmas Tree Association actually created an attack campaign, saying the first fake Christmas trees were created by a company that made toilet brushes. Okay, so nothing super conclusive on this aside from that. Now, every time I see a Christmas tree, I'm going to associate it with toilet bristles. Gross.
That concludes our BPP holiday tree investigation, and the science barely sides with real trees. The final score, fake trees 0, real trees 1. If you're still not convinced, Brendan did tell us that many municipalities offer trees for rent during the holidays, which are then planted in parks after the festivities die down. That's what my parents do. They have trees that they can replant.
You could also purchase your own potted tree to plant, but it might mean you miss out on the traditional pine since you want that tree to be indigenous.
You can get more details on this story, of course, at our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Merry Christmas.
Stay with us. Somewhere out there, there's a guy in a Santa suit handing out $100 bills.
Where?
It's a secret. He's the ultimate secret Santa. We're going to tell you about him.
And if we have a little bit of time, we have some of our favorite Christmas songs. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.